and welcome to episode 102 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm your host, Carly Seifert, and I'm the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano. Thanks for joining me today on our final stop of our summer series, Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music. We have visited so many wonderfully unique countries and learned about their folk music this summer. We started in Scotland and from there headed to India, then Jamaica, and most recently to Australia. And if you missed out on any of those stops in our summer tour, I will link to all of them in this episode's show notes. So be sure to give them a listen and also print the corresponding stamps for your passports. Today, for our final stop in Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music, we are headed to Turkey. A beautiful country located at the crossroads of Europe and Asia with a rich cultural heritage. Its folk music reflects the diverse influences from various regions and has captivated people for centuries. So let's dive right into the magical world of Turkish folk music. Let's learn about the instruments that make this music come alive. One of the most iconic instruments in Turkish folk music is the zaz, a stringed instrument that looks like a guitar but has a longer neck and fewer strings. Its melodic tones fill the air with enchanting sounds. What are some words that you would use to describe the sounds of the zaz? Other popular instruments you'll find in Turkish folk music include the kemençe, a small violin-like instrument, and the darbuka, a goblet-shaped drum that adds rhythm and excitement to the music. Turkish folk music tells stories about everyday life, love, and nature. These songs have been passed down through generations, keeping traditions alive and connecting people to their cultural roots. One unique aspect of Turkish folk music is its use of makam, a complicated system of melodic modes that gives the music its distinct flavor. Imagine a big box of colorful crayons, but instead of colors, it has different musical tones. When musicians play a song using a specific makam, it creates a special feeling or mood. Perhaps you feel happy and peaceful when you hear a certain makam, or maybe you want to do something mischievous. Now let's explore some different styles of Turkish folk music. In the northern Black Sea region, you'll find energetic and lively songs accompanied by dances like the traditional Horon Circle folk dance. These songs often talk about the sea, nature, and the hardworking people of the region. Traveling to the Aegean region, the music changes its tune. Here, you'll encounter more melodic and soothing songs that express the deep emotions of love, longing, and the beauty of the region's landscapes. Venturing into central Anatolia, the heart of Turkey, you'll encounter Anadolu Rock, a fusion of traditional Turkish folk music with Western modern rock and roll elements, such as the use of the electric guitar. This unique blend gives a powerful and energetic sound that resonates with younger generations. Throughout Turkey, festivals, fairs, and cultural events are held to celebrate and showcase traditional folk music. These events bring people together, allowing them to dance, sing, and share their love for their cultural heritage. If you head over to this episode's show notes at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/102, you'll find the link to my curated playlist on YouTube, which features videos of the instruments, songs, and dance that we learned about in today's episode, as well as a link to print your passport stamp for Turkey, now that we visited the country together. And again, you'll find that at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/102. Thank you for joining me this summer for our third annual Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music Tour. I'm so enjoyed learning about folk music from around the world with you this summer, and I'm excited to connect with you again in 2 weeks for more musical adventures when our next episode airs. Bye for now. Ölmek demek mi?